Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, when Paul finished encouraging the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20, it says that they knelt down together, that they cried and wept and they prayed. The Ephesian elders wept because of what Paul had said about himself. They were distressed and emotional over the fact that Paul was going to intentionally walk into suffering and that they would not see him again, ever. From there, he began to make his journey southeast towards Jerusalem, with Luke recounting every stop. And I want us to see what happens in each case where Luke records a stop. So in the city of Tyre, it says this in chapter 21, verse 4, "And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem." So watch this. Paul has had an emotional departure with the elders in Ephesus. And now here in Tyre, it appears that believers are urging Paul not to go to Jerusalem. And then when they arrive in Caesarea, they come to Philip's house. And while they were there, Agabus, a prophet, arrives and does something a bit strange. Listen to what it says in chapter 21, verse 11. "And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.' And when we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem." An emotional goodbye in Ephesus, an emotional departure and pleading from believers in Tyre not to go to Jerusalem, and now pleading from believers in Caesarea, where even Luke himself has joined in on the chorus, not to go to Jerusalem. What are we to make of all this? Because at first glance, it looks as if God cannot make up his mind what he wants Paul to do. Why would Paul be constrained by the Spirit and then a few days later be told by believers not to go to Jerusalem? I mean, didn't we say earlier when we were studying early on in the book of Acts that one of the factors in walking with Christ is to hear from the corporate body of believers that we trust? So what's going on here? And on a larger scale, what do you do when there seems to be a contradiction in the Bible? First is that we have to remember that God never contradicts himself. If it appears that way, we can rest assured that we are lacking something in our understanding, or there's something lacking in the translation or our understanding of the culture and language. But on the front end here, this looks like a contradiction, with God not being able to make up his mind and Paul disobeying God after God changes his mind. But this is not a contradiction. It's something we all need to be on guard for. Paul was deftly sensitive to the Spirit's leading in his life. We've already seen that demonstrated in Acts chapter 16. We've also observed that the Holy Spirit as leading Paul to Jerusalem. So what are we supposed to make of chapter 21, where it appears that two groups of believers are hearing from the Holy Spirit and saying the same thing: don't go to Jerusalem? Contextual reading is the key. The believers in Tyre have heard from the Spirit, and they say, "Please don't go, Paul." The prophet Agabus, while in Caesarea, has heard from the Holy Spirit, and the group says, "Please don't go." But what did they hear from the Holy Spirit? We don't know exactly what the group in Tyre heard, but when you compare it with what the group in Caesarea heard and what Paul says in Acts chapter 20, verse 23, I think we can conclude that the Holy Spirit spoke to the group in Tyre saying, "Imprisonment and afflictions await Paul in Jerusalem." So each group was responding with concern and compassion to what the Holy Spirit was revealing to Paul and to them. The way was hard and dangerous. Don't go, Paul. And here's what we learn. Sometimes even the church can try to deter you from following God's command on your life. Sometimes even followers of Christ forget where true value in life lies. And there comes a point in every believer's life where you face a decision as to whether you will trust God and his mission or whether you will settle into a type of comfortable Christianity. We hope at LifeWord that you make the decision to follow God's mission no matter where it leads you. We pray for that day by day. As you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family are missionaries in Georgia. Also remember the Bicol Southern Sorsogon Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.